Hello. This is Transformational Moments with Coach D, and I wanted to come on today and just have a random and talk about random conversations with God. And it's like when I sit and I talk, when I'm just having these thoughts in my mind, I talk to God. I mean, I have a conversation with Him, and I know that some people say that, you know, prayer is getting on your knees or bowing down and things like that. But I've come to realize that praying to God is like communicating with Him. Like you're just talking to Him and randomly. Like sometimes I don't have a particular time. I don't have a particular posture or a particular place that I talk to God. But like now I'm sitting on my couch in the living room, and I'm just having a conversation with God. And that is the relationship that God is wanting with His children. He wanted to be just like you're sitting in the room or across your bed talking to your girlfriend or your husband. Those are the type of conversations God wants from His children. And I just want to come on here today and just share that with somebody that's struggling with developing a prayer life. And that's something that I struggled with for years. I said, because I heard so much that it has to be a particular way. It has to be at a particular time. And when I began to draw nigh to God, and He began to draw nigh to me, and it just means when I began to be intimate, building an intimate relationship with Him, building a relationship with Him, getting to know Him and allowing Him to get to know me, or either because actually He already knows us, but giving myself the opportunity to get to know my God, my Father, my Creator. And so in the process of me getting to know Him and learn Him and who His character, his how He feel about me and what I'm doing and things like that. And it's been a journey. It's actually been a 3-year journey. And it's like it is so comforting and relaxing, to know that God is listening to me. You know, His word says that I never leave you and I never forsake you. And I've always loved that scripture, because even when family leaving, husband leaving, everybody seems like it's against me, and the world seems like it's against us, and it seems like I have nowhere to go and I have nowhere to turn. That scripture has given me so much comfort, because it encouraged me, and God has promised me that He'll never leave me. Even when I do wrong, even when I act up, even when I get angry, even when I'm jealous of others, it's like I'm so free in my relationship with Him. And He wants to. He tells me, I want you to be emotionally vulnerable with me. I want you to share your hurts. I want you to share your pain. I want you to share your anger. I'm your Father. I created you. And then what's so amazing is, again, is that He already knows. He already knows I'm mad. He's already know I'm angry. He's already know what I'm going to do even before I do it. And say, why is that, Coach D? Because He created me. You know, the Bible says He knows the beginning from the end. He knows your beginning and your end. And then you hear so much, they say, well, life is just a prophecy. Your life is a prophecy. It's already been written. It's already been written. There is an end. And He tells us in Jeremiah 29:11-14, I know the plans I have for you. It's good and not evil to give you an expected end. So with that being said, He gives me the comfort of knowing that I already know what your end is going to be. And I'm letting you know that your end is good and not evil. So with that being said, my daughter, my son, whoever may be listening to this today, I know you. I know all about you. I've planned your life for you. But if I can get you to trust me with the plan I have for you, as you begin to develop this relationship with me, because I've been sitting here waiting on you all your life to have this relationship with you. And so in this relationship, I'm going to begin to reveal to you who you are and what I have for you. What's my plan for you? Even though some of us, we've had our plans. I've had my plans. You know, I've had 2 kids. I'm married. I've been married for 18 years. I've worked, you know, partially all my life. I've turned 53 on the 17th of this month. Yes, happy birthday to me. And I'm so much freer in my walk with him and in my relationship with him, in this moment in my life, it is just, I just wanted to come on and share it with someone that needs to know it doesn't take all of that we have been taught. It takes getting in the Word of God, which is him speaking to us, which the Word of God is his manual, the manufacturer's manual, to show us how to live and walk out our life in this earth. He teaches me, he taught me that I'm the head and not the tail. He's taught me that I'm a lender, not a borrower. He's taught me that I'm loved, that I'm the apple of his eye, that he loves me with an undeniable love, that he will always love me, that his mercies are new to me every day. I get a new set of mercies every day. He gives me life. He gives me breath. And it is just so liberating that to know that God loves me so much and he is so intentional about his children. And I just want to come on here today and encourage somebody. You, God is intentional about you. So become intentional about him. As we have these relationships with people and, you know, our families and friends and stuff, and we love them and we hope and they love us, you know. And then I was just sitting here thinking to God. I said, God, you know what? I'm mad. I could tell God when I'm mad. I could tell God when I'm jealous. I could tell God when I'm envious, even though I know his word says not to be. But we can be honest with him because he already know. And so I'd be like, I see all these people, you know, they got followers and I go on and no one follows me. And that makes me feel sad and I don't know why and all of that. And it's just like, you don't really know people's intentions. You know, even though people may follow those people, why are they following those people? So I just want to come on. So what God was saying to me is that even though you have no followers, in your mind, you have no followers because it's it makes you feel like you're not good enough, or you're not maybe feel like you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, and maybe that's why no one's following you, or maybe you're not interesting enough, or that's not why people follow you. But I've learned that a lot of times people will follow the wrong thing before they follow the right thing. And I truly believe that what I share and what I do, it's from the heart of God. You know, I'm not on here. And then he deals with my heart, because God is always going to deal with your heart and your motives. You know, well, why are you doing it? Are you doing it because you love me and you just want to please me and you just want to see people with because that's what your intention was when you first, you know. And this is how he talked to me. I said, yeah. I said, but I do want people to be getting it. And then sometimes when I feel like people are not getting it, I just stop saying it. I just get off and don't say nothing. But then God said, no, see, now you're being disobedient and you're being selfish, because you have what others need. No matter if one or two people come on, you have what they need, as you have what I need, even though I don't personally know you. That's how we have to look at this life. Like, you have what I need, I have what you need. And that's why God created us for relationship. He created us to express his love to us, and then for us to express our love, his love through us to others. And so I just want to just come on. This is just random moments with Coach D. You know, random thoughts, random conversation. And these are just the things that I talk to God about. These are the conversations me and my father have on a daily basis. And so I just wanted to come on and just let someone know that you don't have to have a particular structure or strategy. All you have to do is just be authentically yourself with God, because he already knows you and he loves you anyway. So I really hope that this word has encouraged someone. And I love you. Continue to follow me. Also follow me on my outlets, on my other social media outlets. I'm Deborah Ann Gilmore. I'm on Facebook and I'm on Instagram as Queen Gilmore 05 on Instagram. Follow me for more content, messages, you know, and just words of encouragement. That's what I'm here to do. My assignment, because I have been praying about, Lord, what is my purpose? What is my assignment? Is to bring peace to the souls of God's people. But first, I must bring it to my soul before I can bring it to your soul and to your life. And so I'm growing every day, learning every day that I'm His love. I'm God's love, and you are too. And so have a wonderful and encouraging day, knowing that you are not alone, even though it might seem alone in your present, but God says you're not alone. And you're not alone because He promised us that He'll never leave us nor forsake us. So with that being said, this is Transformational Moments with Coach D. And know that I love you, and I want you to have a great Thursday in the Lord, and know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made and exceptionally loved by God. Have a great day. See you again soon. Bye. Hello, hello. This is Pastor D with Transformational Moments. And I wanted to come on today and share a quick snippet just of my conversation, the conversations that I have with God on a daily basis. And today I just want to come on and share my conversation with you all today. And God says that His creation, the original purpose of His creation was to come together, unify, and to defeat the works of the enemy. That's what Jesus Christ came here to do. And he told the disciples, greater works than these shall you do because I go back to the Father. So what I'm saying today is unifying together is going to bring about the victory that God has intended for this earth, because He has given us dominion. And so mankind is His tool that He will use to bring about His plan and His purpose in this earth, no matter how we feel about it. The Bible tells us that the enemy is the god of this world. And I want you to really hear this word today. I really want you to hear God today. And this message is the strength of unity and respect. The strength of unity and respect. What we have to understand is, no matter that racism is a root, it is a branch of racism. I mean, racism is not of God. Okay, it's not of God. And because God created his mankind to be unified. But because of the God of this world, who is Satan, he is the prince of darkness. The Bible tells us that he has his children. He has, and God has his children. Now, the decision today is, am I going to unify with my brothers and sisters? Because truly, it doesn't matter what color your skin is. You're still mankind that God created. And God's purpose and intention for mankind and for you will be whether we want it to be or we don't want it to be. Because Proverbs 19:21 tells us that many are the plans in a man's heart, but only the will of the Lord shall prevail. So some of us want to separate ourselves, the Caucasians, or the white people from the African Americans, from the Asians, and from all the Mexicans and the different races. But we're still, hear what I'm saying, we're still God's creation. We're still brothers and sisters. Whether we want to separate ourselves and make ourselves superior than others, that is not God's way. And it will not prevail. It may look like it's prevailing because it's been going on for so long, but I guarantee you, mark this day, it will be unified. We will be unified. We will walk in peace in this earth before the return of Christ. Because that is prophecy. We will be and do what God has ordained us to do. He's not going to force you to do anything. That's why He's giving us free will to choose. He says, choose you this day who you're going to serve. He says, life or death. But He says, choose life. so that you and your descendants may live. But let me guarantee, from the fullness of my spirit, we will submit. God says in his word that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every tongue shall confess knee shall bow and tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And so you could either choose to do it now or later, but you will, and we will bow that knee. So I beseech you today to love your neighbor as yourself. Bring unity in your own life first. Because I believe that the reason why there's no unity, because the individuals, we are messed up. We are ununified. We don't know who we are. We don't understand our identity. And when you don't understand who you are, confusion is inevitable. The great late Miles Monroe said, "What purpose is not known, abuse is inevitable." So because we don't know our purpose, confusion is inevitable. It's coming. That's abuse. We're going to abuse it. We're going to bruise ourselves. We're going to bruise our husbands, our wives, our children, our lives, because we don't know the purpose of our lives. And I'm telling you today, the purpose of your very life is to bring unity amongst each other. Bring unity. Bring forth God's love in this earth. God created mankind for love, to express his love to and to express his love from, out of. And so I just wanted to come on today and share that. I pray that this word has, transformational moment has helped you and it's given you some insight, maybe some clarity and some things that maybe you're praying about or you prayed about and you're questioning and you wanted to know. Well, you received your answer today by the Spirit of the Lord. Because of my conversation with God, because of my intimacy with him, I'm able to come here and give you the heart of God. And that is the purpose of the church as well. We're here to show forth the heart of God, the compassions of God, the mercy of God, the peace of God. That is the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5, I believe it's around 22, 23, somewhere around up in there. It's the fruit of the Spirit, and it's also the works of the flesh is in there. So if you're not exemplifying peace and love and meekness and temperance and goodness, then maybe you need to take a second thought about who you really are. Because the Bible says that those that do not have my spirit are none of mine. So if you don't exemplify love and peace and goodness and mercy in your life toward others, you might need to go back to the altar. You may need to go back to the Father and reevaluate yourself, because God is a God of love. And that's it. Nothing else. He is not a God of hate. He is not a God of confusion. As his word says, he is a God of love. And so I just wanted to come on today and share that with someone, especially myself, because it blessed me today. Because God is a God of goodness. Always. And he loved you so much today that he's given you this word to ponder and to think on these things, as Philippians 4:8 says, for God's glory and for your breakthrough and blessings. I love you all. Thank you again for tuning in. Have a wonderful day. Again, this is Coach D with Transformational Moments. Have a wonderful Wednesday.